Appendix A, Echelons Above Brigade Considerations. Corps and division commanders depend on situational understanding to seize and retain the initiative. Corps and division commanders require reconnaissance formations to develop the situation through action, and in particular to determine enemy intentions, strengths, and disposition. Commanders require security forces to provide early warning, maneuver space, and time for the employment of the main body. Cavalry forces must be able to deploy to advantageous positions while concurrently developing the situation for the joint TF commander. Cavalry forces regionally aligned to combatant commands ensure the capability is resident throughout all phases of a joint operation. All units have the responsibility to conduct reconnaissance and security tasks to support their own operations within their area of operations. Commanders may assign corps or divisions a dedicated reconnaissance and security formation, such as a cavalry squadron. In the absence of a dedicated formation, commanders can resource the capability from assigned forces. The corps commander may designate and task organize a BCT, while simultaneously, a division commander may designate and task organize a cavalry squadron to perform reconnaissance and security operations. An example is a BCT Reconnaissance and Security TF, under the command and control of the corps headquarters, conducting a screen along a corps front. If a corps requires capabilities beyond a task-organized BCT, such as for reconnaissance in force, a guard, or a cover, the corps commander may task a division. Another option for corps and division commanders is to assign security requirements to subordinate units for execution. As an example, a division tasks a cavalry squadron to conduct zone reconnaissance or guard within their respective area of operations. Mission analysis is essential to the corps and division commander's decision to determine how to execute reconnaissance and security operations. Mission analysis evaluates the mission variables of MET-TCI, the gain received by creating a reconnaissance and security TF, and the operational effectiveness of the formation that resourced the reconnaissance and security TF. To enhance the corps or division commander's ability to plan the execution of reconnaissance and security during mission analysis, the commander forms a reconnaissance cell within the staff headed by the G3, Assistant Chief of Staff, Operations. The reconnaissance cell is responsible for planning and synchronizing operations for the reconnaissance and security TF to ensure it is properly nested with the commander's intent and the information collection plan. One determining factor for assigning reconnaissance and security tasks to subordinate units is their ability to accomplish their primary missions, such as attack or defend, while simultaneously executing assigned corps or division reconnaissance and security tasks. Considerations for establishing a reconnaissance and security TF include the following. What is the purpose and intent for reconnaissance and security? Does the purpose and intent for reconnaissance and security require an independent formation under corps or division control? What are the impacts to other subordinate unit missions? How does the employment of the reconnaissance and security TF mitigate risks to the mission and enable overall mission accomplishment? What are the risks of employment and how does the corps or division mitigate the risks? How does the corps or division sustain a reconnaissance and security TF? Which additional enablers does the TF require? Is the reconnaissance and security TF commander able to control the necessary enablers? What is the proficiency of the unit tasked with conducting reconnaissance and security? What is the duration of the task organization and mission? The decision to employ a cavalry squadron for reconnaissance and security depends upon the mission variables of MET-TCI. The division commander considers several factors before detaching a cavalry squadron from a BCT to execute independent reconnaissance or security operations. These factors are: is the mission distinct from that assigned to the BCT? Is the BCT able to accomplish its mission without the cavalry squadron? What sustainment does the detached cavalry squadron require? What additional artillery, aviation, engineer, air defense, electromagnetic warfare, and maneuver forces does the cavalry squadron require? Is staff augmentation required to control necessary enablers? Corps and division commanders should consider additional factors when addressing mission duration and unit proficiency. One factor commanders should consider is that reconnaissance and security are enduring and enabling tasks that support all operations and transitions. A second factor to consider is that unit proficiency usually increases as leaders and soldiers become more competent in the individual and collective tasks associated with reconnaissance and security operations. In addition, habitual task organization and relationships increase cohesion and understanding of SOPs in addition to building trust. Rotating the mission and designation between formations increases unit turbulence and reduces the ability to develop reconnaissance and security expertise within the command. A third factor commanders should consider is that units may require time to adjust to the differing MET-TCI factors between offensive and defensive operations and reconnaissance and security operations. There are also adjustments as units that usually operate at one echelon provide support for a higher echelon, such as a cavalry squadron usually supporting a brigade is now supporting a division. Simultaneous with determining the best means for meeting reconnaissance and security requirements, corps or division commanders must determine the necessary task organization to conduct these operations in close contact with the enemy and civilian populations. The commander determines task organization during wargaming supported by a thorough review of the mission variables, IPB, and risks. Commanders must understand that the constantly changing operational environment requires decentralized, combined arms formations capable of working with joint and interagency partners to collect critical information, provide the level of security required in a given situation, and defeat a variety of threats from state and non-state actors. These various aspects provide a general list of recommended capabilities for reconnaissance task organization. As an example for reconnaissance in force, commanders place particular emphasis on the maneuver, mobility, and fires requirements since fighting for information is probably a key aspect of the mission. Task organizing a reconnaissance and security formation for employment at EAB should include the following capabilities. Ground maneuver. Reconnaissance capabilities. Dependent on the number of routes or areas. Size of the zone or area. Anticipated enemy and the need to fight for information. Speed required. Detail required, mobility about the enemy and the main body. Security capabilities. Size of the security area or area of operations. Anticipated enemy. Requirement to defeat, delay, and attrit enemy reconnaissance or maneuver capabilities. The formation must have the capability to prevent enemy forces from gaining a position of advantage across a division front or flank to collect and target the division and subordinate BCTs. Simultaneously, the formation must protect organic or supporting capabilities. While the force conducts reconnaissance in support of maneuver, it must be able to secure key terrain for follow-on forces without degrading its ability to continue further reconnaissance. The distance between the force and the following BCT must be considered when allocating the proper additional combat power. Manned aviation. Reconnaissance capabilities, dependent on the number of routes or areas. Size of the zone or area. Anticipated enemy and the need to fight for information. Speed required. Terrain. Security capabilities. Size of the security area or area of operations. Anticipated enemy. Requirement to defeat, delay, and attrit enemy reconnaissance or maneuver capabilities. Terrain. UASs. Dependent on unit capabilities, speed required, number and types of NAIs or reconnaissance objectives, and terrain. Mobility. Engineer reconnaissance capabilities. Dependent on the information requirement detail and breadth of area reconnoitered, detail of infrastructure required. Engineer mobility capabilities. Dependent on obstacles anticipated and the requirement to breach, types and number of gaps anticipated and required to cross. Counter mobility. Capabilities. Dependent on time available and whether it is a stationary or moving operation. Capacity of organic capabilities. Obstacle intended effect against enemy reconnaissance or maneuver capabilities. Indirect fires. Planning. Planning considerations for task organizing capabilities to support the reconnaissance and security TF with indirect fire support, target acquisition, mobility, and survivability. Supporting reconnaissance. Dependent on organic capabilities. Anticipated enemy and the need to fight for information. Distance from the main body or supporting fires capabilities. The division may task a BCT to provide additional artillery support to the Reconnaissance and Security BCT or Cavalry Squadron through augmentation of, at a minimum, a field artillery battery. The Corps and Division may also allocate other supporting lethal and non-lethal fires, including joint fires, such as close air support, electromagnetic attack capabilities, or offensive cyberspace operations. Supporting security, dependent on organic capabilities. Anticipated enemy, requirement to defeat, delay, and attrit enemy reconnaissance or maneuver capabilities. Distance from the main body or supporting fires capabilities. Indirect fires radar capabilities. Dependent on other units' ability to provide radar coverage, distance from main body. Intelligence. SIGINT capabilities. Dependent on the requirement to collect on specific aspects of enemy communications. Distance from the main body and capabilities of SIGINT assets. Site exploitation requirements. HUMINT capabilities. Dependent on time available to collect. Specific information required. Site exploitation requirements. The theater or corps may task organize HUMINT capabilities to provide interrogation capabilities down to the brigade. Geospatial intelligence capabilities. Dependent on time and UAS assets available to collect specific information required. Protection. Air defense capabilities. Dependent on the air threats and ability of other ADA units to provide coverage. The division can attach or provide as direct support, mobile short-range air defense capabilities to counter enemy aerial threats, such as fixed-wing and rotary-wing aircraft. The division may task organize additional capabilities as operational control, tactical control, or in a supporting role. These may include radars, counter-UAS, counter-air, or counter-rocket, artillery, and mortar capabilities. Survivability capabilities. Dependent on the volume of hardening of command and control facilities and other critical infrastructure. Potential for the employment of seaburn threats and hazards requiring increased standoff pre-detonation layers. Examples are enhanced personal protective equipment and posture, such as applying reactive armor to vehicles, sappy plates to fragmentation vests, and mission-oriented protective posture improvements. Seaburn reconnaissance and decontamination capabilities. Dependent on the division receiving seaburn reconnaissance capabilities to its forces. In some cases, the division may task organize a hazard response company to the BCT or cavalry squadron to provide decontamination and additional seaburn reconnaissance capabilities. Sustainment. Capabilities supporting reconnaissance. Dependent on the breadth and depth of the reconnaissance mission, organic sustainment capabilities, and duration of the mission. Transportation capabilities. Dependent on the mobility of the unit conducting reconnaissance, travel distance, time available, and speed required. Capabilities supporting security. Dependent on the breadth and depth of the security area or area of operations, organic sustainment capabilities, and duration of the mission. Transportation capabilities. Dependent on the mobility of the unit conducting security, distance required to travel, time available, and terrain. Capabilities to support the unique requirements of all attached enablers in terms of maintenance, recovery, and classes of supply. Capabilities to provide health service support in terms of ability to transport casualties over extended distances to Role 1 and Role 2 levels of care. See ADP 4.0. Command and control. The staff, which is dependent on the enablers and attachments employed by the cavalry force, should be augmented to provide the requisite capability to enable the commander's understanding, plan operations, and synchronize the employment of enablers. The level of headquarters is dependent on span of control, unity of command required, and discretion of the commander. Assign the appropriate level of command to the force. The Reconnaissance and Security BCT and Cavalry Squadron S6 must plan, engineer, install, operate, and defend the tactical portion of the Department of Defense Information Network Army, known as the Tactical Network. The S6 employs a network defense in depth to ensure the availability, protection, and delivery of network resources and critical information. This facilitates the allocation of network services to enable mission accomplishment under all conditions. Task organizing a formation for employment at EAB requires detailed planning and staff analysis. Normally, these units are modular forces that require various enablers and augmentation based on met TCI and staff analysis, to answer the division or corps commander's PIRs.